GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Well, here's something you don't hear about every day. A chance to win a fire truck for your town or for your city. From Economy Motors, Paige, is it pronounced Searles, last name?
Searles.
And who's the handsome bearded fella sitting across from you? Nick, who's that? Nick who?
Nick Searles.
Hi.
You guys related? Have you guys met by any chance?
A couple times.
Yeah.
Paige and Nick. What's a nice girl like you doing with a fire truck?
Look out, Paige. This is what happened. This is the way he hits
he
on all the girls.
Huh? I said he bought it.
He bought it.
Yeah, they're all blaming me for it.
What, were you just out kicking the tires one day and you thought, fire truck.
Oh, you really good. Can't tell me any guy that has the opportunity to buy a fire truck won't.
No, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. I'd like to have one.
Where'd you find it? Uncle Henry's or?
Car auction we go to every other week.
You went to a car auction and they were auctioning off a fire truck.
A really nice fire truck.
Tell me what a nice fire truck is. Well, I love LaFrance or something like that. There's some names in my back of my mind here. What is it?
It's a 1989 E1 Class A pump truck. Yep. That's what they tell me.
So, Paige, when he came home and parked it in the driveway, how did he preface this? Hi, honey. How are you? I have a surprise for you.
No, actually, he came back and I was like, so what'd you buy at the auction? And he goes, a fire truck. And I was like, a what? And he goes, a fire truck. Do you want to go with me to pick it up? So I went with him to the auction and there was a fire truck.
Well, the boys and I went out the other night and we had a little party and we just we came home with a fire truck. Yeah,
you know, we don't know you all that well, but we'll be brave and ask the question. Nick, how much have you been drinking?
I'm not going to answer that.
So Economy Motors, we know you guys are in Herman, so right. Now you got a fire truck. Did you try to sell it off the lot? Was that the plan?
That was the original plan, but this one's cooler, so we'll roll with it.
Well, tell us the real cool new plan.
Yeah, so we're going to give any fire department in Maine that thinks they could use this truck an opportunity to win it. We're going to do, I guess, like a drawing through votes.
Yep,
Paige can
Facebook.
Explain it a little better than I can.
Starting today through the 10th, we're going to get letters through our email at ecmotorsinc@gmail.com. And after we receive all the emails on the 10th, we're going to put it on our Facebook page and let people vote the 12th through the 22nd of November.
Okay.
And out of those, one of them will determine who is the winner of a fire truck from Economy Motors?
Yep.
Have you asked around of how many towns might need a fire truck? I mean, every town's got a fire truck, but maybe some towns need another one.
Mostly we've just seen people like tagging departments online from the posts that have gone on from the news stations.
Hey, look what they have.
Right.
They got a fire truck.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. It's picked up a lot of traction so far. So.
Yep. Is it there are ladder trucks, there are pumper trucks, there are just engines. You know, I watched Emergency as a kid, so I know all these things.
Yeah.
Squad 51, KMG 365. What kind of a vehicle is this?
This one, we were told it's a pump truck. So this one pumps water. It's got a great big water cannon, I guess you'd call it, on top of it.
I gotta have
See,
that.
See, now we want one.
It pumps like 1,250 gallons per minute.
Now, Nick, when you bought it at the auction, now, we all know what your car auctions are. You drove the truck. Where was the auction?
In Newburgh, so not too far away.
Oh, it was just right over there. Oh, it's Newburgh.
Oh,
I know
okay.
That one. So, yeah.
It wasn't a pack of lunch.
Oh,
let's go
I thought
pick
you
it
had
up.
To it's come just down from Connecticut or Massachusetts
something like
and
that.
Drive
okay.
it all the way down the highway.
I wouldn't have made it home.
No. My goodness gracious. And so you waved at everybody going by.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Hey, I came.
I felt important.
Paige, did you ever bring any other strange stuff home?
Yes and no.
Okay. I'm going to clear away the commercials and all of Glenn Beck's show because I just want to stay and talk with these guys for a while, George, and I think you do too. This is Paige and Nick from Economy Motors in Herman, and you heard right. Nick went to the auction, got a fire. Can I ask for how much the fire truck was purchased?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but I won't say right around like
you
four
really
or five.
Were having a good day that day.
Oh, yeah.
Day. I don't
time.
Even remember.
Yeah. I just stuck my hand up in the air and ended up with a fire truck.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I really wasn't going to buy a fire truck, but I had to scratch my arm. Oh, that's me.
Sold to the bearded man in the back, the handsome guy. Now he's got a fire truck. And now, is there an entry fee to do something? Is this like the diner story where you send like $50 and write why you want to?
No, it's free.
Okay.
Just free. Yeah.
Just giving it away.
Free fire truck.
Whoever needs it the most, hopefully.
Right. Okay.
Interested fire stations can email and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, tell that email address one more time.
It is ecmotors, inc at gmail.com.
EC for economy. EC Motors Inc.
Yep.
At gmail.com. And you have until when to get your entry in?
The 10th.
The 10th. Okay.
So your business will give you a plug because you deserve it. Your Economy Motors is in Herman. Used cars. That's what you specialize in, right?
Quality pre-owned.
Quality pre-owned. All right.
We don't say used anymore. Like this fire truck, it's a quality pre-owned fire vehicle.
Oh, you're funny. Do you own the business? I mean,
I don't. My parents do.
Your parents own the business.
Do your parents have any idea what you two are up to?
Yes.
They do.
And her dad helped. And I can't take all the credit.
Okay. Oh, your dad was in on it?
Oh, he was.
So dad party too.
We had a good time that day.
Both of you guys partied. Wow. Okay.
Did you outbid someone for the truck? Do you know?
Oh, Obviously, of course. Everybody wanted it.
Yeah. You get some other hot stuff there that day, nice cars. And
that was the only thing I came home with that day.
The only thing you came home with.
I did good, you know.
Paige, does he bring home stray animals, too?
Yes.
He does, actually.
I think we've hit something here.
Yeah.
So you've been in business for 28 years or so. Everybody in Herman knows you, and everybody in the surrounding area knows you. You've always had successful business, so you're hoping that maybe you'll save some lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. You might, you know, that truck might respond to a fire, somebody's life gets saved.
Right.
So it's good. Very good. We're kidding around, but we're having
fun
with it.
Okay, questions coming in here in the MTG text line. Does it have its hoses?
It does not have its hoses. It has the main hose up top where like the cannon, turret, whatever you're going to call it is.
Which for some, that's all you need. You need that and get yourself a garden hose and just throw one end into the pond, hook the other up to the truck and fire that sucker up.
Yeah, just go for it.
And then you'll teach the kids for playing in the back of your yard.
Are these things gas or diesel?
This one's diesel. It's got a Detroit diesel in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And, well, it's all right.
All right.
I mean, I don't know.
Congratulations. You got the George Hale seal of approval on your fire truck that's up for auction at Economy Motors.
So you got this gun up top. Like somebody says it's a deck gun.
That sounds right.
Sounds right.
We'll believe it.
When I was in the Navy, the deck gun meant something else. But I think it's a heck of an idea.
There's the very text message right there. It's the fire apparatus, and the squirt gun on top is called a deck gun, they say. Someone wants to know, has it passed certification tests?
So we talked to the last department that had this fire truck. It missed the last inspection or certification because it had been taken out of service right before.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
but so. We asked, you know, if they'd disclose any major issues they had with it, and they said they had none. It was just time to retire the truck. It was next in line.
Mm-hmm. What year is it? Someone wants to know again. What year is it?
It's a 1989.
And how many... This is an odd question. How many hours on it?
Oh, I have no idea about hours. That's 79,000 miles on it.
79,000?
Yeah.
That's not a lot. I would think it had more.
I thought it had less, honestly. But
really?
Who am I?
Well, I mean, they don't drive it every day to a picnic. I mean, yeah.
Well, they might.
Yeah.
Well, I think most fire... Well, volunteer fire departments don't, but you know, in the big municipalities, Augusta, Bangor, Presque Isle. Well, no, they take them out every day. And another thing is, it's probably, I bet it ain't got a speck of rust on her.
No, not even a spot.
I know Bangor, they wash theirs every day they're out there. Usually it's the new recruits out there with a toothbrush doing it.
Do we
wash them every day.
Do we have a fallback position, Paige? If in case nobody wants the fire truck.
I can't imagine that,
but what are you going to put flower pots around? What are you going to do?
We haven't decided yet.
Flower pots.
Might have to start our own fire department. I don't know.
Well, Herman's got a good one.
The Economy Motors Fire Department. We'll save you. We'll put out your fire for less.
Your fire sale. Oh,
yeah, I hope we can give it away instead.
Yeah, I'm
honestly.
Sure you will.
Yeah, this person writes to us, Scarborough, Maine has a fire department with trucks that are not red. What color is this one?
Bright red.
Just like you want.
Yeah, a fire truck's got to be... I've seen blue fire trucks. Mm-hmm.
I think you could start a really heated debate with some firefighters over the colors of the trucks.
Fire trucks are supposed to be red.
Heated debate. Easy. See what he did there?
Have you turned the flashers on? And did you have come down the highway with the siren going? I want to do that.
I wanted to, but I was told I can't, so...
Okay, we abhor passive sentences on this program. I was told I couldn't. Who told you that you couldn't? And is she seated in the room with you?
She might be.
Oh, that's what we thought.
Oh, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be great just to throw the lights on and drive around the block?
Oh, we played with the siren when we got back.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Had to.
Yeah. Hey, we've seen the movie Backdraft. We know what goes on. Okay. How many actually understood the reference right there? Raise your hand. George and I are the only ones. You crazy kids go rent the movie this weekend. Okay. Does a Dalmatian convey? Someone wants to know. Is there a Dalmatian that comes with the fire truck?
No, but no. Paige and Sherry work with a rescue, so I'm sure they could probably help you find one.
Oh, you're rescue dogs.
Yeah, we love our rescue dogs.
All right, before we end here, tell us again how to do it. How do we get in?
So it's starting today through the 10th. They have to email us from the municipality a letter saying why they could use it.
Oh, that's it. You got to go to the town office or city hall to do this. You just can't write your own.
No,
right?
It has to be from the town itself.
Genius.
And then the 12th through the 22nd to go on our Facebook page, and there will be a poll to vote.
Okay. ECMotors@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. And Nick, next time you're going to an auction, we want to invite me and George because we'd love to come with you and party.
Absolutely.
Do you ever see any airplanes? I'd like to pick up an airplane.
We can find one.
If you can find one, let me know, will you?
And if someone writes to us, Paige, apparently you're the brains of the outfit. I don't know what that's, but that's what they're writing here. So thank you. And Nick, thank you for being on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Have a great weekend, you guys.
Thank you.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.